Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, Cheryl Cirillo talks with Taylor Johnson, her boyfriend's daughter. Taylor, her father, Cheryl, and her two sons will soon be sharing a home together in Winston-Salem. Cheryl feels that Taylor is the daughter a fortune teller long ago predicted she would have. Today, they talk about the day they first met and about the playful and close relationship Taylor shares with her father.
When I met your dad, you know, one of the first things that I liked about him or that made him seem really, really special is how excited he got when he talked about you. And you were obviously the coolest and most special part of his whole life. And I thought, you know, this guy must be, you know, pretty cool guy to feel like that. And we dated for actually a few months before I met you. And then I remember the very first time that I met you and we came over and we played a game on your living room floor. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I think it was the game Gestures.
Yes, we did that, and we did, and we had dinner together, and then I could see why he liked you so much, because you were just really fun, and the two of you are really fun together, how you kind of wrestle on the floor and do all of that kind of thing, and I think you guys have a really close, do you think you have a closer relationship than most dads and daughters do?
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Well, probably because I'm more like him. Like, I'm not like a girly girl. I'm more of like a tomboy than a girly girl. And so, like, we're more alike.
What are some of the things that you like to do with your dad?
Well, we go fishing.
Uh-huh.
And I love board games, especially Yahtzee, and we go running sometimes, and we like...
Well, what were you doing at the house together right before we came down to Gallery Hap? That's something that you guys do a lot.
We were wrestling. He sat on me while you were in the bathroom, and he sat on me, and I kept yelling and yelling for you.
And what was he trying to make you say?
Oh, he was trying to make me say that he was the greatest.
Have you ever said it?
I've said it twice in, let's see, 2 years.
So, you know, when your dad goes down to Mexico and he's down there working for a couple of weeks and everything, mm-hmm. you guys are texting and he says, you know, do you miss me? What do you say when he asks you that?
I'll say, my fingers are open less than an inch or something like that.
I think you probably miss him a little bit. Do you miss him
a little
bit?
Yeah, but it's just a little joke. And stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen to other stories from our community at StorylineProject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network dedicated to building trusting relationships in our community. Storyline. Make the connections.